Now, I'm not going to start again from the Gemara because I understand it twice, so there's no need for me to stay and start again. But we did learn last week, Rabbi Marcus taught it, that the Stira and Mishnah, now I don't know how he explained, again, I wasn't here, I don't know how he explained why don't we say Sabik Deraisa L'Chumra. L'Chumra is a basic question here. Sabik Deraisa L'Chumra. Why is Sabik Nizirus L'Hakul? Why is Sabik Nidorim L'Hachmer based, why isn't that the regular halacha of Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra? There's a halacha every time you have a Sabik Deraisa, you go L'Chumra. There's a Machlokes Rishayim in this, but I'm going to explain it like the Rush. And again, if he didn't explain it that way, please tell me, but I'm going to explain it like the Rush. The Rush says that over here, the rule of Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra doesn't apply because when a person speaks and accepts upon himself something or bans something, he means to express himself in a clear way. And therefore, if he wants to express himself in a clear way, he doesn't want to enter into this realm of maybe it means this and maybe it means that. We say there's a clarity, and if there's no clarity, he doesn't want it. He wants to express himself. It's not this Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra helps by Safek Chazer. We don't know if it's Chazer or not. You go L'Chumra. Here's the question of what the person meant. And Safek Deraisa L'Chumra doesn't apply here. Because the question is there enough clarity here to say that he meant to ban himself? So Safek Nidorim L'Hachmer, the Rush learns, means the fact that he talked and didn't keep quiet is a riot that he wanted to ask her something, so therefore we're Machmer. Not because it's a Safek Deraisa and we go L'Chumra. It's because there's a certain assumption that if a person talks, he wants to accomplish something, that therefore he means to accept something upon himself. It's not the regular halacha of Safek Deraisa. It's the halacha of understanding his words based on the concept that people don't talk for no reason. The same thing is true in Safek Nizirus. What did the person mean? Did he mean to enter into a realm of maybe, maybe not, or do we say there's a certain clarity? And there we say, Sabak Naziris Lahakal, that we expect a certain clarity that we're not getting. And that's why the Gemara views it as a contradiction. And the Gemara answered that it's not like us. Some people say people enter into a realm of Sabak, and some people say that people don't enter into a realm of Sabak. And we brought the case of the person that's Magdish, Behema, or Chaya, according to the Rush both, Magdish, Behema, and Chaya, is the Kai, or Kri, depending how you want to pronounce that word. See them pronounce it Kri. The art scroll and all the literature yeshivas pronounce it Kai. Whatever it is it included or not included, is the question, because it's a suffix. Is the person entering the realm of something that might be a behem or chaya? Or does he mean only something that's definite? That's the machlaikas. How do people speak or not speak? That's the shayla of the machlaikas. Therefore, the Mishnah that says suffix nizar mahachmer is saying that we say that the person meant yes, to include himself in something that's not as clear, but he's talking, and there's two interpretations of his words, so therefore we assume the stricter one. And the other Mandiyama holds, people don't do that. They talk clearly, and if it's not clear, it's not what they meant to do. They didn't want to accept anything that's not 100% clear. Okay, so we are up to, I understand, the first line on top of your testament out. So the Gemara Abaya. Abaya said, "B'maya kim to l'savik nizirus l'hakul." How did you explain Sabak Nizirus L'Hakul? Rabbi Eliezer, like Rabbi Eliezer. Eima Seifa. Let us say the Seifa of that Mishnah of Sabak Nizirus L'Hakul. It says, Sabak B'chayris, Echad B'chayri Adam, the Echad B'chayri Behema, Bein Temeya, Bein Tahira, Hamaytzi M'chavera Olof Haraya. Person had twins, and the question becomes, person had twins, right? Meaning, sorry, take that back. The woman had a miscarriage, but we don't know whether there was a child in there or with heir. And therefore, we don't know if the next one born is a Bechor or not. Kayan comes knocking on the door and says, "You Mechoyev and Pidgin Aben." The guy says, "Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. So I'm not giving you five slot." That's Hamaytzi Mechaveira, Olof Haraya. You want my money? Prove that I owe you the money. I don't think I might not owe you the money. It might have been a baby, and therefore the first opening of the womb of the mother was already done by that Nefel that didn't survive. So therefore, I'm not mechuyev in Pidyon HaBen. And I'm only mechuyev in Pidyon HaBen on a viable child. And this is not my first viable, this is not my first child. It's my first viable child, but it's not, there's no chiyuv Pidyon HaBen. The Kayan says, that was an heir thing. And therefore, this is your first child. And therefore, you are mechuyev in Pidyon HaBen. By Bechor Behem, it's a little bit more complicated. Because it's a question whether this is a firstborn animal or not. If it's a firstborn animal, there are two halachas. One, that you have to give it to a kayan. And two, that it's asher b'hana. It's a carbon. So now there's two shilas here. There's a monetary question. Who owns this animal? The Yisrael or the kayan? And the second question is, what halachas does this animal have, regardless of who owns it? Because it might be a Bechor, which is a carbon. So we split the two. And we say monetarily, the Kayan wants it. He has to prove that this is my firstborn animal. However, when it comes to Isser, to Safik Isser, is it a Bechor or not a Bechor? Hamaiti Mechaber Alvaraya does not decide the Isser. Does not decide the Isser. So therefore the Mishnah says, Safik Bechor is Echa Bechor Adam, Echa Bechor Behema Bein Temeya, whether it's a firstborn donkey, Bein Tahira, whether it's a firstborn cow, Hamaiti Mechaber Alvaraya, B'tani Allah, but the Brisa says, V'asurim Begizah V'avayda, when it comes to Isser, it's Asser. Now here is a case of Safik, and we're going to Lechumra. And this is the same Mishnah that said, Safik Naziris Lahakul. Now, for the Gemara, this is a very difficult Havamina. The Gemara wants to compare Safik Naziris Lahakul to Safik Bechairis Lechumra. How can that be the same man the Amar? It'd be like Rabbi Eliezer, who says you don't go into Safik by Hegdish, which has an Isser aspect to it also, right? And yet he says, "Lo hegdish es akai." It's not hegdish at all, and that's an iser aspect. And we want to say that the Mishnah in Taharis is going like him, where the Mishnah in Taharis says, "When there's a question of iser, we go lechumra." That's the Gemara's question. And for the Gemara, Amalei. So he answered him. This is what Abaye said to Reb Zeira, and Reb Zeira answered him. Amayka medamis kedusha ba meyaleh the kedusha ba bedayada. You can't make a comparison. Bechor is not dependent on the person expressing himself. It doesn't mean what he means. It has nothing to do with what he means. It's a reality. Is this a Bechor? Is this not a Bechor? Totally divorced from the person's involvement. Therefore, we say, Sabik deraisa lechumra. This is a prototype case of Sabik deraisa. Is this a firstborn? Is this not a firstborn? When we got to Naziris, or to Hegdish of a Kai, there's the question, what is included in a person's words? Clarity, or maybe. And there, Rabbi Eliezer says, we want clarity. And we don't get clarity by a Kai, and we don't get clarity by a Safik Naziris. Therefore, you can't compare Safik Bechairis to Safik Naziris. Safik Naziris is an expression. It depends on his meaning as he says it. And Safik Bechair is a reality. Is this a firstborn or not? It's not a good comparison. Therefore, it can still go like Rabbi Eliezer, who holds the subject by Plehigdish as Akai, you weren't Magdish the Kai, which is not clear whether it's a Behem or Chaya, and you don't want to enter into a realm of Suffolk. They're the same thing. Suffolk Nazir is Lahakul. The guy says, I'm a Nazir if there's 100 kor in this pile, and they get there and it's gone, so they don't know whether he's a Nazir or not. People don't want to enter into the realm of Suffolk in anything that they're accepting upon themselves. That is what Rabbi Yezer holds. Bechor is not a valid comparison. Rashi. Eima Seifa. Savik Bechairis Echa Bechairadam Echa Bechair Behema. Savik the Savik Nazirisi. This is the Seifa of that mission of Savik Naziris. Savik Bechairadam Ganshi Pilo Lefanov. Savik Nevel Savik Ruach. Right? It had a miscarriage. We don't know if it was a baby, a fetus. Obviously not viable, but doesn't make a difference. It's Peter Rechem. If a woman has a miscarriage, that is her Bechor, and there's no Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen. And the Safik Ruach, it was air pocket, or air, whatever it's called, airbag. That's what it's called, yep. Then it's not considered a birth. So Bechor Behema, Bein Tomei, Bein Tomei, Rishon Shtei Behemas. Rashi gives a different case. Achas Bichra, Achas Loi Bichra. You have two cows. One had a baby, one didn't. V'yoldu B'yachad, Achas Zachar, V'achas Negeva. One gave birth to a male, one gave birth to a female. So the female It doesn't need to be, it doesn't become a Bechor, only a Bechor and Zachar. Then you do a Miyoldo Zachar, Miyoldo Mekeva. Hamaitim Chaveir Olav Araya, Koyen. In Baal Lahaitzi, Olav Lehevi Raya, he has to bring a Raya. A Bechor and Behem Atayra, Yiru, what's it now? What happens? The Yisrael keeps the Bechor, but he can't do anything with it. So Yiru actually strives, he waits till he gets a Mum. Now once he gets a Mum, it's not a carbon. And therefore now it's edible by everybody. So now it's monetary. Who does this belong to? The Kayan or me? So therefore, I might be Mechaber Alvaraya, V'yaycha B'mumay L'bailam. U'Bechor Behemet Tameya, Mafish Alav Seh Afki Yisuroi. By Bechor Behemet Tameya, what do you do with a firstborn donkey? You redeem it with a Seh. Now that Seh has to go to the Kayan. But here's the suffix. So you redeem it with a Seh that removes Isser, so therefore you can now work with the donkey. The Seh doesn't get Isser on it. It never becomes Kaddish. It just has to be given to the Kayan as a monetary thing. You don't have to give it to the Kayan. Mika Madamas Kedusha Abba Me'ala, the Mesreika Chalav Isser. Ava Kedusha Abba Yitei Adam, Loyoye B'daitai, here's the Rush explaining it again. It's not his Das, Ela Avadai. Rabbi Lezer says, that his das is on vadai. He means only something that's definite, doesn't want to enter the realm of suffix.
Just to clarify, that the dan over here, who comes after the suffix, he would have chiyuv to make sure that he was redeemed.
What?
This dan.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why? No, it's not. It's a monetary thing. He owes 5 shekels to the Kayan. It's money. What happens then? What happens to a kid that didn't have a binyan aved? You're not Asher Banah. What?
I understand.
So what do you want? It's just monetary. Do I owe the Kayan the money or not?
Strictly monetary.
Strictly monetary. You know, this is an interesting thing, and this has nothing to do directly with our Gemara. Every time you have a subject money, you have a Shilom Gzalem. So it's Sabbath Yisr. The answer is, money drives whether it's an Isser Zela. If we paskin, you don't owe the money, because I might have a Varaya, you're not Iver Zela. The Zela is a byproduct. Right? Because every money is a Shiloh. If I don't pay the guy, the subject if I owe him, I say I might have a Varaya, but I might be over stealing. The answer is, the Isser of stealing is if I have a monetary obligation to pay. Pidyon HaBen is a monetary obligation on whoever has to be paid up. If there's no monetary obligation, he doesn't have to be paid. What you're saying, it's a suffix mitzvah. Forget the money, it's a suffix mitzvah. The mitzvah comes from the monetary obligation. It's a similar kind of story. No monetary obligation, no chiyuv mitzvah. Whereas by Hevdish, there's two parts by Bechor Behema. One is monetary, and one is, it's Asher Banah. I can't use it. And that's a reality that has nothing to do with the money. Yes.
What?
He said you should go first.
What?
He said you had your hand up first.
No. Why is
Gevra Matnasamiya
different?
Obviously,
it's different because
there's supposed to be Sharmistic. Why is Matnasamiya considered an Isser? Right. The Ron and Zion.
Isn't it a different
place to work? I didn't own that property. I might be coming here. According to the Rishayim, they say Matnas Hanim is a Chumrah. The Ron holds Matnas Hanim is a Kula. It's money. That's what the Ron says. That's his Taina. China goes where Shainim is, doesn't know why Matnas Aniyim is a suffix lister, it's a suffix money. So what do those people do? I don't know. Never thought about it. I should have, but I never did. But that, I didn't make up this word about Gezel. I didn't make this up. It's a word that Chayim say, because it's an obvious question that every Amayit Mechavir of Araya. You're dealing with the question of Gezel. So the answer they give, this is the raid. I can't attribute it to any one person. The raid is because the Isser is driven by the money shiloh. Your question is a good question. Which is the Ron's question of those which I know? Yes?
It's just that you gave it as a general principle. There are two types of hectares. There's hectares goofing and there's hectares mumming. Hectares mumming.
Same thing. Yisrael hung off from hectares is an Yisrael. And this, there's no difference.
Yeah.
Not just.
You don't do this whole thing with Yisrael. First of all, every time. So
it's Rabbanon
Lahak, we have to listen to
Rabbanon. Okay, that's
Rambanon,
has nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that?
No, nothing to do with that. Ramban's kasha to Rambam. Rambam says that every Rabbanon is like Sasser. In fact, the Ramban, if that's true, so why don't we say Sabbath the Raisal Humra? Because it's a lab of like Sasser. So they give a similar type of answer, but it's really nothing to do one with the other.
How can they give us? So how do they give
what's in the answer? Well, the answer, that the general rules, you listen to the Rabbanon, they also told you that when you're Mesupik, you can go Lekula. That's the easiest answer. The Rabbanon told you that we only banned it when it's Vadai. When it's Suffolk, we're not banning it. So then you are listening to the Rabbanon. That's the simple answer, but I'm not going to get involved in that now. There's a whole shtick of Rabbi Chanan, I think, in the back of Kaivatara, in Kaivat's Biurim, I think it is. One of the Reb Chanan Svarim has a whole arichus on this. Okay. Zot Gemara Vayitali Kasha Akasha. But if we have a problem that say that Tavik Naziris Lahak was going like a blazer, we have a Kasha from a Brisa. It says, now, let me explain. Mashkin, liquid, is it become Tameh Deraisa is a big question, number one. And number two is, does it have the ability to transmit tuma? Is a second question. It might be a deraisa to become tame, but not to transmit tuma. It might be a deraisa for both, and it might be a derabbanan for all. This is machloekis tanoim throughout Shas. When we learned Sochem in the sugya of Ganei Kehanim, we brought all these opinions about what is the status of liquid vis-a-vis tuma. So this braisa in the Sechtes Taharis says, Savik mashkin li tameh, tameh. If you have a question whether liquid became tameh, what? Sorry, I thought somebody was talking to me. But Savik mashkin li tameh, if you have a question whether it became tameh, right, tameh, we go l'chumra. L'tameh acherim, if we have a question whether it transmits tuma, tahar. Because this is Divrei Rav Meir, who seems to hold that one is a Savik deraisa, and one is the Savik Drabana. Mechain hoi Rav Lazar, hoi mekidvarav. And Rav Lazar agreed to that. That to become Tameh, it's Tameh. And to transmit Tumah, we say Savik is Tahar. Let's do the Rush. Dr. Rush. Savik Mashkan, li Tameh Tameh. Mefarish Lebe Masnissen, yon hoi se kikur Tameh and biyadai. He had a loaf of bread that was Tameh. Pashto Lebe Mashkan Tahirin. And he stuck it into near liquid that's tahar. Savik naga, savik loy naga. Right? The kikur was a rishon l'tuma, and he stuck it in near liquid, and he doesn't know whether he touched the liquid or not. So then we say it becomes tameh. The tameh acherim, tahar. Ketzad. Hayimakul biyadai. He had a stick in his hand. Uberay shay mashkin, and at the tip of the stick there was liquid that was tameh. And he threw it into breads that were tahar. Savik naga, savik loy naga. Again, the mashkin was a rishon, and if the question whether it touched the bread or not, and there we say it's tahar. The tamei acherim tahar. We just did that. That's the halacha. Now, so that is bras safik. Nothing to do with arising at this point. The question is umi svir lei. Period. So the question here is, right, sorry, But fact the Gemara means fearless or Blazer the Tame Tame. Does Reb Blazer hold that become Tame? It becomes Tame, but Tanya we learned. Reb Lazar Eimer, Ein Tuma L'Mashkin Kolikar. There is no Tuma for Mashkin at all. Meaning, he holds that it is not a question, even to become Tameh is not biblical. There is no Tumma. Teda, and he proves it. Shalhei Yaisi ben Yezer is Teda, an earlier Tana. Yaisi ben Yezer testified. Al Ayon Kamsa, okay, let me explain. I'm sorry. I should step back. What we're saying is, what the Gemara is trying to say is, but let the Gemara explain itself. So, Ayon Kamsa Dachin, La Machkin Basement Bechaya Dachin. Well, Yosef Ben Yezer was testifying two things. One of them pertains to us, one of them is a side thing. The one that's a side thing is that a certain grasshopper is tar. It's a kosher grasshopper. Nothing to do with us. He testified about a certain grasshopper, that he had a Messiah, that this is a kosher grasshopper. Fine. Then he also testified that something that Machkin Basement Bechaya Dachin. If it's a rabbinic thing that liquid becomes Tameh, they didn't make it in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't want to increase Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. So they said, in the Beis HaMikdash, liquid is tar. That only works if you hold that Mashkin is not Matameh, doesn't become Tameh. If Mashkin becomes Tameh, you can't say the liquid in the Beis HaMikdash is tar. In the Rices, you can't differentiate between Beis HaMikdash and out of the Beis HaMikdash. But there's a question what Yosi ben Yezer meant. According to Shmuel, Yosef ben Yezer only testified that it can't be metame in the base on Migdash, liquid is not metame anything else. That's rabbinic. And therefore they didn't make it in the base on Migdash. But the liquid itself in the base on Migdash does become tame. So therefore that's biblical. Even in the base on Migdash it becomes tame. Just can't transmit tuma to the next thing. But according to Rav, who says that liquid in the Beis HaMikdash is totally tar, which means the whole tameh of liquid is rabbinic. Therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, there is no tumah of liquid. So how could you tell me that Rav Lazar holds? How could you tell me that Rav Lazar holds that Safik Mashkin Li Tameh is tameh? Why is it tameh? L'chayra, it's a suffix drabanon. Right? Now, what does that have to do with what we were talking about? So the Ran explains that the Ran explains as follows. You could, if not of our sugya, you could have said there are blood that holds that certain suffix drabanon jigo l'chumra. So even though Mashkin is only tamim drabanon, but if you have a suffix, if it became Tameh, we want to be Machmer. Not in the Beis HaMikdash, but elsewhere. You could say such a thing. There are certain Drabanans that Drabanan would say suffix the Chumrah. Usually suffix Drabanan Lekula. But sometimes they're Machmer even by Drabanans. That could be. You could make exceptions. This would be an exception. But Lazar holds really, Tumah Mashkin doesn't exist biblically. Therefore, liquid in the Beis HaMikdash is tar. But sometimes, the suffix, you will be machmer. But that works if you hold that you're very strict by suffix. But if you hold that suffix naziris lahakol, is Rav Lazar talking, that means you're telling me Rav Lazar says that, this is the way the Ran explains it, that even though it's like higdish sakai, right? Even though it's a deraisa, he says people don't want to enter into a suffix. Masha'in Kain, so over here by Drabbanans, we wouldn't be machmer more by a rabbinic thing more than a person who enters into something. That's the Gemara's comparison. Again, very difficult comparison. But the Gemara wants to, what the Ran explains is the Gemara wanted to say as follows. If you're telling me that Rav Lazar is machmer by suffix Drabbanan, it doesn't make sense that he should be makel when a person says something that could mean that he is entering suffix and not be machmer. Bishlam, if you tell me he's not machmer by suffix, whenever he has an out, he uses the out. Suffix nazirus lahakul, the guy didn't mean it. So it makes sense that then you could tell me he would hold suffix drabanan as lakula. But if you're telling me now that he holds suffix drabanan lachumra in certain cases, that means he treats suffix more severe than we thought he would treat suffix. And at the same time, you want to say that by suffix naziris, he doesn't mean to enter suffix. If you're machmir here, it doesn't make sense to be makel there.
What's the machmir here?
That suffix mashkin, even though it's rabbinic, he's machmir. Let me explain. We have a contradiction, Reb Lozer. Reb Lozer says that if you have suffix, whether the mashkin became tameh, it becomes tameh. Reb Lozer also says that if you have a suffix mashkin in the Beit HaMikdash, all mashkin in the Beit HaMikdash is tahar. There is no tumah to mashkin in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, that you can't say there's no tumah to the mashkin in the Beit HaMikdash unless it's rabbinic. You can't say that the deraisa of suffix of tumah mashkin doesn't apply to Beit HaMikdash. The Torah doesn't differentiate. Rabbanan can come along and make a tumah for liquid and say Beit HaMikdash doesn't have it. In deraisa, you can't do it. But Reb Lozer said suffix if mashkin became tameh in Cleveland is tameh. If it's rabbinic, suffix rabbanan lekula. It's a contradiction to Reb Lozer. On one hand, he says that in the Beit HaMikdash, mashkin doesn't become tameh, at least according to Rav's version of Reb Lozer. And on one hand, he says, suffix mashkin in Cleveland becomes tameh. Why? It's suffix drabonon, shigol lekula. Answer is, sometimes Reb Lozer holds drabonon were machmer by suffix. That means Reb Lozer is treating suffix more severe than we would have approached it. We would have said all suffix drabonon is lekula. Comes along Reb Lozer and says, certain places we want to be machmer by suffix. That means, I'll use the word, and I hate to use it because it's not true. Philosophically, Reb Lozer is more machmer by suffix than we would have been without knowing his thing. He's adding a new dimension in suffix, that even suffix drabonon, we sometimes go to chumrah. It's a new chiddush in suffix. Without him, we would have never said by certain things.
Okay, so
one second. That means he philosophically, I hate to use that word, but it's not true. But in approach to suffix, he's more machmer than we always accepted the standard to be. So now when it comes to the question whether a person wants to enter a suffix or not, there we said he's mekel. He doesn't mean to enter a suffix. Now, if he's machmer by suffix drabon on some kind, it would lend itself to say that he would be machmer in a person's expression as well. Because there it's a suffix deraisa. And yet he's saying people don't want to enter a suffix. So he's being lenient in suffix. And here he's being strict in suffix. To us, that doesn't match. The truth is there are two cases, and you could drive a difference between the two. One is how he talks, one is in it. But the Gemara feels that if here is a man that's machmer by suffix drabonon, how can we say that he's mekel by suffix naziris? He can't be the tana of suffix naziris. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. He said, if you magdish a chayin behema lo higdish a sakayin. Zog deran, Reb Lozer holds the kai is not a chayin, it's not a behema. It's neither. And therefore, it's not included. Not because he doesn't enter suffix. But he holds it's not a chayin, not a behema. It's a different creature. That's why it's not included. But by suffix naziris, he's being mekel because people don't like to enter suffix, and yet he himself is machmer by suffix drabonon. The Gemara feels that if you approach tuma suffix with a chumrah, it doesn't make sense that you approach another aspect of suffix with a kula. I'd like to learn it inside. Now, this question is only according to Rav. According to Shmuel, it was never a contradiction. Because Reb Lozer holds tuma suffix mashkin is tameh midaraisa. In Enoch and Ami, in the Beit HaMikdash, mashkin is tameh. Except to be metama others, that's rabbinic. That, in the Beit HaMikdash, is tahar. Going to Rav, he says, Reb Lozer saying there is no tumas mashkin. So then why by suffix is it tameh? Out of the Beit HaMikdash. Answer is, because he's machmer by suffix drabonon. See, here he is being machmer by suffix drabonon and being mekul by suffix naziris. The Gemara views that as an impossibility. I'd like to read the Gemara again inside with the rush, then we'll take questions. Dr. Gemara li kasha akash. Suffix mashkin li tameh tameh. To become tameh, we say it is tameh. The tameh akherim is tahar. There were a mayor. Chenor was Raimakidvarov. Okay, that means he's machmer by suffix mashkin to become tameh. But that doesn't bother me because it could be it's a deraisa. Suffix deraisa l'chumra. But me sphere lay Reb Lozer the tameh tameh. But we have a contradiction, Reb Lozer. But. What?
It's Reb Eliezer.
Well, see, that would bother me. Over there we say it's Reb Eliezer, and here we say it's Reb Lozer.
Our school changes that Eliezer to Lozer.
That's what I thought. That on the Amid Beis, it's Reb Lozer that said, Higdish Reb Lozer, I will Higdish the second. L'chein, mi'ozil Reb Lozer, tamay, tanyu Reb Lozer, I mein tumul amashin kolikar. Mashkin doesn't become tummy biblically. I can prove it to you. Teda, Sharihei Joyce Benyazir, straight out Iokan Tadachan, certain grasshoppers, kosher. While Mashkin basement the Kaya Dachan, liquid in the basement the Kaya means in where they shechted the animals, is tar. According to Shmuel, it's not a contradiction. It itself becomes tummy even the Beis HaMikdash. That's biblical. Even the time of others is rabbinic, and that doesn't work in the Beis HaMikdash. According to Rav, that means your blood is being machmer by Safek Rabbanon. How can it be machmer by Safek Rabbanon and be meko by Safek Naziris? Even though we could drive a difference, the Gemara feels if you approach Suffolk with a chumrah, doesn't make sense that you approach another aspect of Suffolk Lakula. That's how the Gemara answers. I, Reb Lezer, Beferi said, Lahignish Sakai. That could be, because he holds, it's neither a behema or a chai. Meaning, in people speak, I should say it that way. In people speak, nobody calls the kai a chai or a behema. In people speak, it's neither. Even though it might be one of the two, it might be... It's in when people say chaya behema, they don't mean kaya, because it's, in people speak, they don't call it a behema or a kaya. They call it a kai, and not a different creature. So it's not necessarily because it is a different creature, but in people speak, it's a different creature. Yes, doctor.
Actually, that's something I said on Friday, actually. So Rabbi Marcus retracted and said you were right. Alex was going to that one. It was a third creature. We are using Suffolk. I mean, is this a machlokes tanaim? Because we're using Suffolk as an overarching category, which applies similarly in every sphere, whether it is kedusha or mammon or this or that or the other thing, which is very different from the way we usually use terms. That we don't poskim from mammon to kedusha and such like that. That there is this state of faith, that's something of doubt.
Again, we don't
and that
use...
That we have to be consistent through all applications.
Again, I'm trying to answer your question.
Okay.
We don't compare all Suffolk. What about that? Hold, let me finish. Mani is a mighty mechaber of Haraya. It's a derived in Suffolk, derived in the Chumra. It's a drabon in the Suffolk, drabon in the Kula. There are different rules that govern Sveikas, departing what it is. We had a Reb Lezer who said that when it's a question of what you mean, you don't mean Suffolk, right? There were four categories of Suffolk that we dealt with. Suffolk Mammon, Hamaitzim Chaver Al-Faraya. Suffolk Yisid HaRaisa, the Chumrah. Suffolk Yisid HaRabbanon, the Kula. Suffolk whether a guy included something, Reb Lezer held, he didn't mean to include a Suffolk. That's four different ways of dealing with Suffolk. And the Gemara acknowledged the four different ways. But then it saw something interesting. That we have a drabanon of liquid tamei, according to Rav, and yet we're machmer b'safik, which breaks the rules of what we always approach safik drabanon. It's an exception to the rules. That means here came Reb Lezer and said, even though everybody until today assumed that safik drabanon is the kula, and that rule remains, unlike safik deraisa, which is the chumra, but I'm going to be machmer by certain drabanon. I'm going to be machmer. Now, the Gemara feels that once he approaches Suffolk with a chumrah, it lends itself, and this is a problem that the Rishonim have, it lends itself to say that he wouldn't be mekel in what a person includes, even though it's a different category. And however you could say, there's a difference in what he includes with his words and what the Rabbanon included with their Suffolk. It's apples and oranges. The Gemara feels if he is willing to be machmer by certain Suffolk drabbanons, that means he treats Suffolk much stricter than we assumed he did. That's the Gemara's assumption. And that's the questionable part. And that's what Duran, I hate to use the word, struggles with, because Duran doesn't struggle, I struggle. But the Duran tries to explain that the Gemara felt that was a valid comparison.
I think Ravarn would have said Duran struggles with that.
I never talked to Ravarn, I won't say anything. I'll just say. I struggle with things that Ron didn't struggle. Maybe he did, but not at my level.
I'm in agreement with that. I mean, Dr.
Rush.
Well, despite an excellent explanation, I don't understand. Because, I mean, the Rabbanon talks, yeah, actually, usually to kill a guy for riding a horse.
if they want to be variable in terms of their application, a priori to the event itself, then I don't see any problem with it. The other thing I would say, if you don't like the term philosophical, you can always say that Mrs. de Rice are ontological and Mrs. de Rabundant are phenomenological.
Okay. Writer, yes.
I don't know much about it, but there must be some proponents that he's mastered that are maple, right?
Right. So, yeah, but the fact that he's willing to take any drabana and be machmer, the fact that he's willing to go beyond what anybody else goes and say, no, we're going to be machmer by some tzavik drabanans, that means he deals with tzavik in a more severe way than we would have dealt with tzavik. So therefore, the Gemara feels that even though one is Kedusha Abameyelah and one is B'day Adam, they're two different categories, but the Gemara feels if he's showing the willingness to be machmer where we wouldn't be machmer, it doesn't make sense to say that he would be mekel in some place like this.
Rebbe said that
in your
that case, in the base of Mikdash, he is mekel. Didn't Rebbe say that there's no tumma in the base of Korda that...
Because there's no tumma at all for liquid. There's no existence of Tumah Deraisa. Rabbanim make exception for the Beis HaMikdash. But the same Rabbanim that made exception for the Beis HaMikdash said that Suffolk is Tumah even on Rabbinic. Again, the problem here is, and I acknowledge the problem, we're talking about two different kinds of things. One is reality on its own, and one is man-made. What does a man include? So therefore, that is the obvious difference, but the Gemara, the Ran says, is not willing to accept that Rabbi Elazar is machmer by suffering drabanan and mekel by suffering of what he meant. If he's so machmer in suffering that he's willing to add it to suffering drabanan, the Gemara feels it can't be that he said. He said the famous lahidrish is akai, because in people speak, akai is not akai and not a behemoth. Dr. Gemara writes, Dr. Rush. Dr. Rush, suffering mask and tummy, mefire, so the mask, we did that already. Alayo kamtsadachan, min chogov, a kind of grasshopper, heyed olu shumutter. It's found in the shechita place of the Azara. Chazal don't like to add tuma by Azara. Yes. Dachin, mulatami acherim. Abatuma asmi yeshbehem. The Darash asks yishta, but okay. Now, the Rosh brings the pasuk, what we're arguing about. The pasuk says, so the pasuk identifies that mashkin becomes tamei. So how can you tell me mashkin is not tamei midraisa? The answer is that man the Yomar learns that yitma doesn't become tamei. Yitma means has the ability to be machshir lekabel tuma, to make something fit, because it has to touch liquid. Food has to touch liquid in order to be mukshul kabel tuma, susceptible to tuma. So therefore, he learns that yitma doesn't yitma mamish. Leidarish yitma, perish yitame. Leidarish yitame achirim, yitame. Some darish yitma is yitame. He'll get tumas atma with the right time. Can yesh the bazara. I'm going to get to this. Dacha mamish. The darish yitma to call the hechsher. But for the tumas atma, how we drive on it. Let me explain. There's three ways to learn yitma. One way is to learn it becomes tame. Mashka. The pasuk is talking about mashka. One way is to say that yitma means yitame. It can pass on tuma, biblically. And one way is to say that it means neither tuma nor passing on tuma, but it means it can make food susceptible. It can set up tuma. If my apple touches liquid, it is now susceptible to tuma.
Boy, that's translator. Why isn't that translator?
It's not tuma.
What becomes susceptible?
The apple. An apple cannot become tummy unless it touched liquid after it was detached. So the pasuk is telling me that if you have liquid that touches food, yitma makes other things susceptible to tummy. There's three ways to translate that pasuk.
It means kli.
No, that's not what it means. It's called mashka. Actually, yishta b'chol kli. It's referring to the mashka. According to you, didn't have to mention the whole mashka in this business.
Tell us the water.
So three ways to translate that pasuk. If you learn that mashkin is not tummy at all, that means you learn the pasuk is talking about making things susceptible. If you learn that Mashkin becomes Tamei but it can't transmit Tumah biblically, you learn Yitma means it is Tamei. If you learn that it can even transmit, you dash in the word Yitma to mean you're Tamei. So I mentioned in the beginning, there's three-way Machloikis and Likud. Some say it's Tar, biblically. Some say it's Tamei itself but cannot transmit. And some say it can even transmit.
This is not telling Rav and Shmuel here.
No, Rav and Shmuel arguing in what Yossi ben Yezer meant. Was he of the opinion it doesn't become Tamei at all? Or was he of the opinion that it can't transmit Tamei? They're arguing in him. And Rav Blazer used him as the source of why Sabik Thomas Mashkin is.
Are they then trying to say that he darshens the pasuk differently?
Yeah, exactly. They're arguing how Yossi ben Yezer darshens the pasuk. Exactly. 100%. Now think about it right. Eloha Rabbi Yehuda HaRab Shimon. We have to change our mind. So now we're back to the contradiction. Mishnah and Tara says Sabik Nazir is Lahakul. The Mishnah and our Mishnah says Sabik Nadar and Lahachmer. And it's not Rabbi Lazar. We dismissed Rabbi Lazar. So who is the Mishnah and Tara like? How do we answer the contradiction? And for the Gemara, it's a Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Where is this Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Dr. Gemara, the Tanya. Hareini Nazirim Yesh B'kri Azeh Meya Kor. Guy says he's a Nazir, even this pile is 100 Kor. And he went and he found that it was stolen or lost. Rabbi Yehuda Matar. Rabbi Yehuda says, he's not a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon Eiser. So this is our Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Faris, Safik Nazir, it's Fahakul. Did the guy mean to enter Safik? No, he didn't. Rabbi Shimon says, yes, he did. Rabbi Shimon holds Safik Nazir, I'm a Hachmer. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Safik Nazir, it's Lahakul. That's the answer to the contradiction. We have new Tanoim. Not Rabbi Lazar, we dismissed Rabbi Lazar, but now we have new Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda, he says the Beferish. Safik Nazir, it's Lahakul. He speaks it out.
But that time when he said that there's 100 Kor, everyone thought they'd be able to figure it out.
Right, but they worked. But Maisa, they worked. So did the guy mean to enter into the realm of things that can't be...
Everyone at the time when they said it thought it was a Vadai.
No.
It wasn't
a Vadai. It would be we could ascertain whether it's a Vadai or not.
Yeah, right. But
it wasn't a Vadai.
Mafreya wasn't a Vadai.
No, it was never a Vadai, because we don't know how many Kor are there.
Originally, they thought...
They don't know if there's 100 Kor or not.
But they thought it was going to be able to figure it out.
Figure it out, but not to know now. They don't know now what it has.
Repeating the same thing over and over again does not prove...
So I'm let him do his thing. Give him a little bit of leeway. Yeah.
No, I don't do that well.
I don't understand.
I'll try again. When he said it, did we know whether there's 100 Kor there or not?
Did we know?
Did anybody know? The guy who made the Naziris of that there's 100 Kor, did he know whether there's 100 Kor there or not? When he made this netter, did he know there was a... He thought he would be able to figure it out. But did he know?
He thought he would figure it out.
But he didn't know now whether it has 100 Kor. I understand what point you're trying to make. But the bottom line is he didn't know now whether it has 100 Kor. And he can't now figure it out because somebody stole it. Did he mean to take a chance? Or did he mean only if I can find out?
Rabbi, can I support Rabbi Cohen's question?
You say it more than twice.
Okay, yes, Harvey, you can. Yes.
I have always pictured this whole situational setup as two stupid guys wagering with each other, and one is sure that there's enough, there's a core there. And his friend is saying, it's not a core, and he's absolutely sure, and he says, I will wager you, I will tell you that if there's a core, he says he's sure it's not a core. He says, I tell you if it's a core, I will become a Nazir. I always, since we've raised the sugya, I've kind of thought to myself, why would someone say something like this? Oh, because he's hanging out with his stupid friend, and they're arguing with each other like guys. So in that case, if that's the factual situation, this guy is sure that there is not a core there. He's sure that there's not a core there. He's seen it already, and now it disappears. Why should there be an assumption in that situation that he intended to become a Nazir.
One second. See, the way your question is a very good question. The Ran assumes that the guy does not know. And if we're sorry, the only thing I'm going to answer you at this point without thinking about it more is that this person, to us, Naziris is something that a person wouldn't do. It's like saying, I'll go to Los Angeles if there's no Hunter Corps there. That's because he's so sure there's a Hunter Corps, he has no desire to become go to Los Angeles. The Ran is assuming that this guy's willing to become a Nazir, but he's doing it conditionally if there's so much grain there. He's willing,
I hear you. I just was trying to understand from the very start of this a real life situation why someone would say such a thing, think such a thing. Why would he
do that? It's like the guy saying, I'll fly to China if there's no...
Right.
And there's no intention of flying to China. The Ran seems to set up the case. The Rush doesn't talk about it, at least not on my plate. The
Right,
and the Rush doesn't... I looked. The Rush, I did look to see if the Rush does talk about it. He doesn't. The Ran is assuming that this guy does want to become a Nazir if there's a Hunted Corps. It's not like the way you set it up. Again, in our minds today, I would say Nazir is like you set it up. Like, who wants to become a Nazir? But obviously this guy does want to become a Nazir. He's not using a Nazir here as a way of saying, it's never going to happen. That's why I think that's my answer to you at this point is. Yes,
I'm sorry, Rabbi, if I could, one more point. If you want to become a Nazir back when you would be able to remove it from yourself, we learn that it's supposedly a extremely idealistic thing to do. You need a change. You want to do it. You feel like you need it spiritually. Why would you make it dependent on such a thing? Either you're doing it or you're not doing it.
Maybe Hakara Satay. Maybe you want to express thank you to the Rabbeinu Shlomo that there's 100 kur of wheat there, and you're willing to show that appreciation by accepting this higher spiritual realm. There are people that miracles happen to them, and therefore they want to show appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they accept upon themselves a new chumrah, like not talking by davening. I'm sorry, that was just said facetiously. But they want to show, Rabbeinu Shlomo, I got it. You did a favor for me. I want to repay.
Okay.
That could be the okay. Yes, doctor.
First off, not talking by davening is a halacha.
I said that.
Number two, a careful reading of the Braisa itself says that this is a heretofore undetermined amount. It says im. Im means that there are two possibilities, if this or if not. So by definition from the Braisa, it means that this is not a definite amount. It looks like a Hunter Corps, but it is not definite.
I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just going to... What's bothering Harvey is why in the world does a guy do this unless he's so sure it happened? Because if not, why is he doing it? That's all. I was giving Harvey a reason that was... Again, he was questioning why a person would do it. Not that it means that or not. Why in the world is a person accepting the zero is dependent on a Hunter Corps?
No, I was not talking to that. I was talking to... the idea that there was a certain amount there, period, and
okay.
That was defined.
Fine, okay. Dr. Gemara, now we have a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. Fine, that was a good answer, till we have a contradiction. And me, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, am I on this Nafshel Tzenka? Are you telling me Rabbi Yehuda says the person doesn't mean it if it's still in doubt? Meaning, if we can't find out, he doesn't mean to accept. By the way, just as an aside, what does Rabbi Shimon do with this guy? Rabbi Shimon says he becomes a Nazir. But he's not sure he's a Nazir. There might have been a Hunter Corps there. There might not have been a Hunter Corps there. How can we have him bring Korbanos? So the Gemara Nazir speaks out, what this man has to do is accept Naziris upon himself if he's not a Nazir. Because if I'm a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. If I'm not a Nazir, I'm becoming a Nazir. At the end, he can bring Kabbalah, either for the Naziris that he might have had before, or the Naziris that he just accepted upon himself.
Only one.
because he's only one nazir.
We have to say the words, I am becoming nazir, not...
If he has to add that if I'm not a nazir already.
Right. In other words, he has to declare it after he finalizes.
We don't know. We're telling him he's nazir. But how can he bring a carbon? Not so sure that you have to say this, but that's what the Gemara Nazir explains.
Yes, and how do you do that?
No, you could say that he becomes a Nazir Vadai, because he means to make himself a Nazir B'Safek, B'Tavadai. We'll get into that tomorrow. At this point, we'll stop. Everybody's out.